Hi everybody, welcome back to Sheep Farm. And firstly, I'd like to get off straight from the top that sometimes you do hours of research putting these shows together, and then when you record for an hour and a half, the audio goes gaga on you. I had a gremlin in mind, which makes my audio sound a little bit tinny, but it's very listenable, it's not that bad, it just annoys you. In this episode, we talk about many things like I'm a Twat, Get Me Out of Here, with Matt Wancock in it. We discuss Pfizer as well. And we talk about their new 2-in-1 jib jab and Moderna's 3-in-1 jib jab that they're going to be bringing out to save us all. We also talk about a freedom of information request in Scotland to find out how many nurses and doctors have died during 2020 to 2022. And we discuss a cruise ship that was held up in Australia as well. And yeah, many things. In hour two, I'm calling it hour two, the first hour went on for an hour and a half nearly. We're going to discuss Esther Rancid. We've done a bit of a deep dive in her background. Also, Sir Richard Groovy Billionaire Branson, done quite a bit of information on his background as well. And we also discuss the NASA nonsense rocket launch, the Artemis program. So yeah, there's quite a bit here. Thankfully, I get the audio sorted for the second part of this episode, if you're going to join us for that. So sit back and enjoy. Bye. Welcome, my fellow ponderologists. We're back with another. I do like that one. We're back with another weekly sheep dip, Mint Sauce Chronicles. This is probably released on Saturday, 12th or the 11th. Today's Tuesday, the 15th. Not Saturday, 12th, Saturday, 19th, sorry, of the November it'll be released on. I hope everyone's in good health and loving and living through the biggest psyop in history that's continued for, especially since the Second World War, but certainly since 2020. Thanks to everyone who listens, subscribes. Thanks to all those members who make the amount of shows we produce possible. Thanks for all the emails sent in. Remember, please email. Don't leave comments expecting us to contact you because we might miss them. info@sheepfarm.co.uk. Our lovely secretary with a moustache, the cross-dressing vest wearing, big nostriled spook, otherwise known as my brother Chris, is with us. As usual.
Good evening.
Have you popped a...
I've got a bottle of wine here. I don't know what the fuck it is. Luke bought it. I don't even know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, she's a bit... she didn't drink red wine, so she didn't... yeah.
French anyway, witch piss.
It's some form of French witch piss, yeah.
I'll mention again, the format is simple. Members get 2 hours plus on the full show. Generally record them in two parts, so the part one might go on YouTube. It depends how it turns out. It'll definitely go on our website. And members, when they log in, they see the full show. If you don't log in as a member, you only see part one of the show. So it's quite a simple format, really. I'd like to thank Auntie Covia. She did a brilliant meme, Back to the Future meme.
Oh, yeah. Cracker, that,
wasn't it? I think I've said Back to the Future. I think she's dropped it. But, yeah. Because you can't get much more Yorkshire than saying Back to... You can't say Back to the Future in Yorkshire, can you? It's Back to the Future.
Yeah. Or compartmentalised.
Compartmentalised.
Yeah. Also, can we give a shout out to Johnny Fogg? He sent us a chopping board each that says, don't believe on it, with a sheep farm logo on it, which is brilliant.
Right.
Mine says, I stand with rusty tanks. And I think yours, it's in the other room, it says global climate, freezing, warming change.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you, Janet.
Yeah. does he make them? Is that his business?
I don't know. He didn't say. I'll ask him. I'm going to hang that up in my new little conspiracy corner.
Yeah. Go on, Johnny, give us your details and we can call it out for you.
If you're making these,
if he makes them, I don't know. I'll catch up next time.
They look like some sort of S&M paddle as well. Not that I've used them.
I wouldn't know what an S&M paddle is for.
No, neither would I. Maybe a canoe paddle, sorry. Slip of the tongue. One of the comments somebody made, I don't know if it's he or she, actually. It sounds like a guy, but anyway, I might have got that wrong. Might be LGBT guy, girl, beard thing. Anyway, little old wine drinker call, so maybe one of your compadres.
All right.
Anyway, on the last one, said, great listen, lads. I'm not a fan of mainstream news myself, but Mark Steen of GB News has a nightly show, 8 to 9. He's really championing the adverse effects and deaths and the survivor groups. He's vitriolic with his spit, with his approach and witty. And I've actually seen him, and he does come across well. It's like a sort of a beardy type thing. But yeah, he's a good speaker. And it sounds like he's from somewhere north as well. Neil Oliver is another one. And you know, I've got to say, and I'm not saying I'm getting bought into the whole Neil Oliver thing, because he hasn't truly woke up, aside with the poppy on and all the other nonsense, but talking about Queen after she'd passed away and all this rubbish. But his monologues and what he talks about does ring bells, you know. He's talking about what's happening. Basically, the parasite is taking over. And I've got to say, he obviously talks well. He's a BBC, ex-BBC presenter. So he does talk well. He's been trained. And he's great at putting stuff together as well. So let's hope these people are jumping over the fence. I reckon he has woken up. When you see people waking up, you can see the anger in the voice, guy, Chris.
Mm. Is GB News on TV or is it radio? Just radio?
No, it's just radio. I think it's just like online, just YouTube type thing.
Right, I'll have a look at them. I've never actually watched it. I haven't watched much GB News.
Neither have I. It just pops up on YouTube on a thumbnail, and sometimes if it's a story that I might be partly interested in, I'll have a glance at it. But
I did subscribe for a little bit on YouTube, but I just got bombarded with crap, so I turned it off.
I mean, we've always got to keep one wary foot in the door type of thing when we're listening to these, because yeah. I did the people that funded GB News, I did quite early on when they launched, I did do a bit of a look at them, and they did look a trifle bit like they're leading you down that fringe magnet type road. So we've got to be careful with these. They might have a few people on there.
I'm going to
say, sound like they're edgy. And then they disappear, and all of a sudden you're bought into the plan.
Mm. I mean, if opposition is controlled, it would be so clever that you wouldn't even notice that. That's the whole idea of it, surely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been telling you stuff that's true, but under their veil, so they can control what goes out. Who knows? I don't know. Well, I've got no idea.
Maybe, I'm sure, in some way or another, just like that story you were telling me before we came on, we're all sort of controlled in some way, whether we like it or not. Whether it's through finance, whether it's through that guy who you're talking about there, and he says, I saw that thing on about Ukraine, and he said, where did you see it? And he said, I saw it on
Snapchat. I was at work today, and a young lad said to me, he always asks me my viewpoints. He says, what's your viewpoint on the Russian thing? Apparently set off some kind of illegal bomb that's whatever. And I said, to be fair, I said, if I see anything coming out of the TV, I think it's bollocks.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I saw it on Snapchat.
Makes it true, then. It's like some of them videos you get sent, and maybe we were spoiled early on YouTube, where people were making proper documentaries or podcasts and doing real research, where you get a two-minute snippet of a thing with emojis all over it and some stupid happy hardcore music on it, and I just can't watch it.
If it's good info, it dilutes it, doesn't it?
But that's not our generation. I suppose some people do. The problem is with a minute worth of information, or whatever, 2 minutes, I don't get the information from that. I can't just say, oh, that must be true then.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
You can't think like that, can you?
And just like Neil Oliver, and it would be an interesting chat with him. If he's really fallen over the fence, if he did a podcast with Mark Devlin or someone like us, then you'd know he'd really fallen over the fence, wouldn't you? Or the likelihood is he has. But
I can't imagine either of his phones are going to ring.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I get asked a lot about Lyme disease. I tell you why, because a lot of...
You're always banging on about it.
Well, I try not to go on. I tell you why, because I see a lot of symptoms. That, I know you did. I know. Well, I see a lot of symptoms that are going around, especially people who've been jab damaged. They've got a lot of the same symptoms as Lyme disease.
Parasite in the blood.
Yeah, and diets. And the issue is, I could do a show on diets, but in fairness, I can't say I'm an expert. I can only tell you what I've done and what worked for me,
I think that's the trouble with the world, isn't it? Everyone is looking for an expert, where fact is, you're better off finding someone who's got a bit of their own personal experience with it.
Maybe, but you can only give them your side of the story, and not everything that works for you or didn't work for you has the same effect on them. And I've been talking to some really interesting people recently, a team of functional doctors who want to get involved in it, because we're a treatment centre rather than a diagnostic centre. They want to get involved in us to offer treatments and blah, 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 and we can utilise their skills, offering diagnostics and testing and all that type of stuff. And that'll be interesting, and I might try and get one of them on here over the next few months. I spoke to an interesting nutritionist who were right on side of what we were saying. Whether they want to go on a show like ours or not, I still don't know. It's not that they're mainstream, but they probably see a lot of mainstream people. But anyway, we'll see.
Anonymous, can't they?
Yeah, of course they can, yeah. But they're seeing a hell of a lot of people who, I mean, both these separate people, both of them said to me, how many arm spear damaged are you getting through your doors then? You know, straight onto it. You know what I mean? They weren't, and some of them are ex-GPs, so they're not. Right. You know, they were conventional. Now they jumped over the fence.
How many did they say? They'd seen
a lot. Right. In fact, the nutritionist said she's seen an explosion in different races of people. So she was saying that in Huddersfield, it's quite a big West Indian population, she was saying a lot of these are getting lung cancers and things like that and being finished off pretty quick.
Right.
You know, so anyway, she was actually saying that she thinks that they've been sort of targeted, certain areas have been targeted with different...
Well, I mean, when you think of how it was put out in the beginning, age groups specific... Mm. Area specific, because certain centres in certain areas, you had to go to that centre. So if you wanted to target a group of people, it'd be a piece of piss, wouldn't it?
She mentioned the church, because they're even having death trap jab centres in in churches, weren't they?
I remember.
and her son apparently is, anyway, going out with somebody who goes to that church, and they're all dropping like flies, apparently, these people that went there who had the spears. And we've seen a lot of that. I mean, we got sent that video of all them people that somebody mentioned the other day about can you put links to all these things you talk about? Putting the show together takes quite a long time, and also put some of the links, there is no links, because we get sent emails and it's not like I send a pretty YouTube link on. They're not linked. Some of them I won't entertain putting them on anywhere near YouTube or anywhere else.
Some of them are just videos, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So they're not actual links. So you probably have to try and dig them out yourself. I'm sorry. But yeah. So there is no doubt that, I mean, we could talk about that further down, but there's no doubt that I think certain areas were targeted, as is coming out now, and even in the mainstream. You know, they're acknowledging that the arm spears are causing heart issues and other issues and things like that.
Yeah, it's quite freaking obvious. Where did I see that? Did you say it was NBC?
Well, I think it's been acknowledged in America. I mean, even in America, all them people are sacked in New York. They've had to reinstate the jobs and give them back pay.
Right, really?
Yeah. So them poor people, how many of them have died from stress or whatever, or being ill from stress and whatnot, and had to go through all that for
the families, everyone they know, just because of these psychos.
And also all the family's falling out with him because you haven't had Spear, all the arguing for what?
Just terror. What? It's just terror, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like the old one over here with the nurses on the Tuesday. I think it was on the Tuesday. You've got to get it, otherwise you get sacked. On the Thursday, due to new data, you don't need to anymore.
Yeah,
I mean
that's little rat, wasn't it? Savage Jabbed. Savage Jabbed. Yeah,
the big sweaty ballad.
Goldman Sachs man worked for Deutsche Bank, $3 million a year, and decided to take a MP's job at 80 grand a year.
Like you do,
because you do that. Especially greedy bankers.
Because you love humanity. Look after everybody.
Yeah, apparently destroyed the Mexican peso. Willing to do that, but wanted to serve the people in Britain.
Do you know what? Something happened over there. I don't think I told you. Me, Mrs. and child went swimming, right? This is relevant, this is, right? And we get to the thing. So you've got a small family who want to go swimming, right? I get to the to pay. And someone at work told me you need for the, lockers or whatever.
A quid for the lockers,
Yeah, this woman. I went, can I get two adults and a kid? And she goes, which pool are you going in? And I said, well, I've only been here once before. Is it a kid pool and a big pool? But kids can go in a big pool as well. And she goes, you can only go in one or other. I said, really? What? You can't go anywhere you want? And she went, no, you can't. But said it with a smirk on her face. You've dragged your ass out to take your nipper swimming. And I said, well, we've got to go in one or the other. And I said, we'll all go in kids' pool then. As soon as we got in kids' pool, I said to Lou, guess where I'm going? She goes, big pool? I said, yeah, I'm going to do a couple of lengths. Might have a piss in it as well. But the point is...
I remember a story when you were a kid when we were swimming.
Hang on a minute. So my point is though, Fi, I know which story you're going to tell. Point is this woman had a smirk on her face as she's saying that. I think she's older than me. But what? These are the brown shirts, aren't they? These are the fuckers that would take you to a camp.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
And smile.
And it's some, you need some old deer. It's not some guy with tats up his neck you want to be scared of. It's some old deer like that with a fucking clipboard you want to be scared of.
Who can write it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Or ring someone or email.
They're the ones that'll turn up at your door. Not not some hooligan that you think it is. They're the scary ones. I see him in Waitrose all the time, masked up.
But even more so, do you think... all these people who got tapped, it's definitely changed something within some of them. Not all of them.
I can't say that. I mean, it's even like the adverse reactions fact I've said to you before. I've not actually visibly seen anything myself.
Be careful what you say because Jacko said
wood,
that. No,
tell a lie. Do you remember when the first lot they were giving out and I was driving through Cambridge?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I rang you and I saw that girl at the side of the street? And they were covering her in blankets. Do you remember?
What about that guy who delivered fish?
Yeah. Well, he said, one of the drivers just dropped dead in his van.
Yeah.
But what I mean is, it's not provable, is it? Do you know? Like that video of Jacko.
None of them.
No, but the one video of Jacko's I've actually looked at, or one or two, and he said this poor girl, and she was shaking like nuts. I mean, that's... I've never witnessed it myself, is what I'm saying. I've seen videos of things like that, but I don't want to, by the way.
That's how they can get away with it, though.
That's what I'm trying to say. Even I had a young lad at work today, and we were on about something else, and he just mentioned his auntie had a heart attack in Sainsbury's.
Right.
And obviously, I didn't say anything, but I said, when was that? And he said, last year, December last year. I said, how old was she? She's 48. I mean, you can't say it is, can you? You can't prove anything, but...
No.
48 women. Do women have a? It's not. Yeah,
they do, but
yeah, they do. Blokes more regular than women, but it's possible.
The amount of people that you in your close circle of people that you know have got health conditions now. Yeah. Because I'll guarantee you, if you ask a lot of the people, and I'm sure, and I know, I've got a health condition, but people who've got health conditions after the jab that they didn't have before the jab. And I bet if you asked your mates who've been tapped, they probably wouldn't tell you now. But
I mean, I told you yesterday, and I saw someone sent us a video, and it was just the fact the terminology it used was turbo cancer.
Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
No, it's new terminology. That's Dr. Mary's monkey, isn't it? Galloping cancer from Dr. Mary's monkey.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean. From when Dr. Mary's monkey were happening, we don't know what the previous Big C, you know, were, because we've forgotten. No one knows, do they? I mean, look at now, we've forgotten what we're going on 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not us, but I mean...
But that were, funnily enough, that was from a tap as well.
Yeah.
And so all these things have started with an arm spear. And 20 years later, a lot of people... This is just a bit quicker, isn't it? People are dying within a year of it.
Yeah. And when you look into the history of it, like that history of one, you've gone on Sheep Farm, the history of them. This is just a repeat of what they've done over the last 100 years.
I am legend.
Just ramped up. But they've done it before, haven't they? This has happened over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
This is almost like they were all little warm-ups for the big push. Almost.
Well, it's like they were warm-ups, to improve it. Not improve it so it saved people's lives. Improved it.
It takes them down quicker.
In a different way. As we've seen with the whole global warming, climate change nonsense.
Because I would suggest, you know, when you're on about targeting, I would suggest the target of the old folks first. But if you think about it, they would have been the easiest ones to take out. So they had to be taken out a bit slower. It's the younger ones that are having the myocarditis and stuff. So the old ones are supposed to make it less obvious. They just had to make, for instance, galloping Big C, galloping cancers and things like that. Do you know what I mean? They had to target people in different ways, didn't they?
I think this is more about... I think the knocking people off is sort of like a bonus for these people. It's more the sterilisation part of it.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, the older end are the last ones you need to worry about, really. Because
you don't need to sterilise them for a start, do you?
Exactly, you don't need to sterilise them. What, 20 years, 30 litres left, whatever. Even our age group, it's the 25 to 30, 40-year-olds. And who is it who's been getting the heart the problems?
That age group. So now they've got to last another 40 years if the average age is 82, even though that's dropping, to survive. But then you've got people like Attenborough who's saying he can't, in some of the videos I put on about Attenborough, he can't think of anything that couldn't be solved in the world without less people.
Kill yourself then, Attenborough.
Yeah. No, that's what he said. They are exactly what he said, you know. So every problem we've got is because we've got too many people.
Which is satanic. Go forth and multiply.
Yeah. But he's meant to be a clever guy, yet one of his documentaries, I forget which one, Living with Birds or whatever it was, some birds thing that he did, he flew some ridiculous, like 260,000 air miles to film that documentary series.
And the funny thing is, he's not even videoing it, is it? He's an old team of other people. He just turns up and swans around on it.
As if he's there, stood in front of a fucking gorilla.
Well, they film for hours to get shots. I know. They camped out with loads of grass in their hair and stuff. You can't tell me Attenborough's there. He's just the voice of it. He doesn't do fuck all. But he wins all the awards. What about the cameraman? And all the, you know, he wins all the accolades just for talking over him. Really.
Well, he's night up.
I used to like David Attenborough, by the way. And
we all did. And that's why we've got to be careful of these people.
Do not any longer.
No. But David Attenborough, he's been knighted like several times with different knighthoods.
Yeah.
He's not just got that one knighthood. You know, it's order of that.
For what? Because he's selling the crowns.
Agenda. He's selling the story, isn't he? Yeah. He's selling what they want us to buy.
Surely that is why you get a knighthood, for that reason alone.
Well, I do think that some of them go against it. I mean, whether history's right or not, some of them do get knocked off for going against certain things, don't they? I don't think all knights, barons, earls and dukes agree with what happens, because human nature tells you the law of averages says there's going to be some that disagree. And just because they've been knighted, some people will get involved in certain, like the World Economic Forum, and we've found people in the research that I've done that I've sort of realised what they were getting into and backed away from the World Economic Forum. So there are people out there that do that, but David Attenborough is one of these people that has got that parasite attachment look. He's gone. He's gone. And he's been gone a long time.
Signed up. He's fully signed up, isn't he?
Fully signed up, just like a lot of these people are.
Just off subject quickly, right? I don't think we ever mentioned this guy. Who's that Plumbly Co. plumbers guy? Who the hell is that? Who looks like Rod Stewart?
He set up.
I remember.
No, do you know what he looks like, Chris? It looks like Rod Stewart, but that guy Joe Pesci played in JFK with drawn eyebrows.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah.
And a Bonnie Tyler wig.
He turned up in the middle of the Divock in the beginning of the first Amspear nonsense. Yeah. I'd never seen him before. I remember he turned up on TV saying none of his plumbers, they all had to get the jibby, you know, yeah. That was right at the beginning. And I just thought, what the fuck is this? It looks like a Thundercat. What is it?
I know. But again, it is Cockney wide boy done good. Successful peasant.
But why am I watching this clown on TV? I don't think there's a part of him that's not fake. His hair, his eyebrows, and his teeth. He's got teeth like James Coburn. Those big white Hollywood teeth. It's just, he looked like a clown. I don't know. I don't understand why. I just don't get who he is. Why he's on telly?
Well, he's on telly because he's a successful guy. And they're putting him out there. These people look like that. I mean, he looks like a tranny. Yeah. Let's be fair.
You might. Right?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter if he is or he isn't, does it? What it matters is that he's there and he's successful, and that's what successful people look like.
If that's what successful people look like, I do not want to ever be successful.
No, but I mean, there were a series about people who were self-made a few years ago, I seem to remember, a long time ago, and he was one of them, and I thought, fucking hell. I mean, that's not a good advert, that.
It's tragic.
You're just desperate.
Well, there's some bizarre.
You're in your 70s. What are you doing? Anyway, I'll have to tell this story. When Chris was young, we were in swimming baths, talking to swimming baths. And he said to my mum, I need a pee. And mum said, just get out of the pool, shut up. Right? Because that's what she used to say. So he got out of the pool, pulled his trunks down, and pissed in the pool.
I remember that because I remember everyone screaming as he tried to get away. Yeah. Some kids pissing on him.
He had his vest on then as well.
I did.
Yeah, he thought it was a life vest. But anyway, I don't know if anybody watches TV, and I certainly don't, but I have had a few videos sent to me, and I know Chris has, of I'm a twat, get me out of here.
No, I watched a bit of it, I did watch a bit. Right. I did watch my Mrs. Pruitt. She regretted it second. She regretted it second time when I was swearing at teller. But I had to see a bit of it. I just had to see a bit of it. But what was interesting was, old Wancock gets on there. They pretend to give him a drilling, right? And then it all ends up giving him a hug and him saying, I just want to be loved. And so they pretend to give him a drilling. One guy in there said he's a conspiracy theorist. But all he says is, I'm not really sure about this. I didn't see that bit, my missus told me. But if he was, he would have gone hell for leather at him, wouldn't he? He'd have had a lot of tougher questions. Anyway, what I'm saying is, within 10 minutes, he'd gone on there. They'd give him some very not tough questions. I think that Chris Moore's guy, after he'd said it, you know, and they all hugged him and stuff, and they were like, he's all right, isn't he? He's all right. Chris Moore's kept going, I'm still not sure about him. But I'm sure they solved that within about 5 minutes after. I couldn't watch anymore. But one interesting thing is, and this is, I was at work, and two guys who I really like, and I overheard them. I think they didn't include me in the conversation on purpose, as it happens a lot these days. But I overheard them
say, welcome to my world.
I'm not as bad as you, but yeah, people don't talk to me about certain things. I don't blame them, to be fair, you know. But anyway, I overheard one of the lads say, you know, I think I can't quote this directly, but it was something like, I turned it on expecting to hate him, and by the end, I just realised he was human. He's all right.
I know, and that's
which means
sort of job done.
That's mission accomplished.
Yeah, it's job
that's
done.
That's what they did it for.
I mean, some kind of satanic celebration, you reckon? Because
there's probably a bit of that in there, but it works, doesn't it? It works. I mean, these two guys are nice guys; they're not stupid. They totally bought it. And
the video I saw was
they've humanised
him.
Yeah,
they've humanised him, but
the guy with the clipboard who sends you under the bus.
Yeah, the argument isn't whether what he did in 2020 and all the rest of it was right, crying.
No, it was about him getting off of that bird.
The narrative is, what the thing he did wrong was getting off of that Doris and going and seeing her when he should have been locked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
his answer was, I fell in love. And then it was like, oh, well, he's only human, you know.
He'd have accidentally fell on my elbow.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't know. I'm not into violence at all, but I think I'd have done a couple of years just to nut him.
Yeah. he would have. Do you know, out of all this, he is the poster boy for me, out of all, because he sums up. I mean, he went on our first podcast in Meet the Flockers.
Well, he loved it. He loved it, didn't he? He still does.
He summed up all when you talk about brown shirts.
Yeah,
that's what he reminds me of. You could see him in some kind of uniform that just I'm just following the orders. And
he's got an air of Blairism around him as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. When he don't care that he's lying. This comes back, Mac, to that lying parasite that we spoke about, the Machiavellians, where they'll lie to millions of people on a program, and then everyone will say they like him. And he was smiling as he said it. He had a smile on his face.
You only have to think about that in Shakespeare, that first jibby jab. And I was thinking about that again today, that when he was crying and laughing at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just bizarro.
Pathetic, yeah. Pathetic reality. Yeah, you got Piers Morgan.
Was he pretending to cry but was actually laughing? Or which way around was it? That he was
bad acting. That's what it looked like to me. Just looked like
I think
bad
he
acting.
Actually got taken to... I actually thought at the time that he got taken by surprise and they wheeled out William Shakespeare and he was laughing because they called him William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And maybe that was part of their inverted satanic joke that right there, and he got taken by surprise. I don't know.
Well, maybe some of these people, like Wancock, maybe didn't realise what he'd got into until it was too late and he couldn't get out of it. I don't know.
But he's a man who's looked like he's enjoyed the whole lot.
Yeah.
What is that?
I can't start talking, he's talking.
You do it.
I think you've had too many wines.
I never had a glass of wine, you tart. What were he paid?
He paid 400 grand. Boy George were paid 500 grand. He was already been booted out. Miles got paid 200 grand. Yeah.
You've got Wancocking there and Boy George, who's also a celebrity, who got done for chaining someone to a radiator. A rent boy to a radiator. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he's someone we're supposed to watch on TV and go, George. Just change male hookers to radiators. It's all right, isn't it? And drugs.
It's all right, that.
Fine, yeah. Just these drugs are his heroes. These are supposed to be looking up to.
They just spent 900 grand on two people. Yeah. I saw a couple of videos about this constituent kicking off saying, you know, you've got to be careful when they're interviewing people because they can just be choosy with the interview. I understand that. But they were none too happy about him being there. One woman said he's making money off people's deaths.
Right.
She actually said that. Now,
where did you see that?
It were on, I think it's got a channel, we're on YouTube called Joe Public. But I don't subscribe to it. It popped up, one of them popped up. And I just thought, because we're doing this tonight, I just thought I'd have a glance at it. But, yeah. Anyway, a cruise ship docked in Sydney, and it had 800 divot cases on it.
Another petri dish.
Petri dish.
You remember that one?
Fully tapped cruise ship with 4,500 passengers. Are you taking an interruption pill tonight?
Oh, sorry. No, I was going to say, you've got to be tapped to go on a cruise, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying because people might not know that.
Yeah, you've got to be tapped. You've got to be tapped. You've got to wear masks and get tested constantly. So all that's working, obviously. The Majestic Princess arrived at Circular Quay, having sailed from New Zealand, with about 4,600 passengers and crew. Now, they've just rounded these 800 up and thrown them in one of these... divot prisons.
Have they really?
Yeah.
On the boat?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it says the outbreak is reminiscent of the Ruby Princess cruise ship Divock outbreak in early 2020 when at least 900 people tested positive. Didn't say how many were ill. They just tested positive. But cans of Coke test positive, so it didn't fucking matter.
Or a melon.
And apparently, yeah, a melon and a goat. but 28 died, apparently, on that, it says. I'd have to look back at that. I can't remember them.
Was the Petri dish, wasn't it?
That was the Petri dish. But there again, if you fell off a ladder, if somebody fell in pool and drowned, they'd say they had divock. So it didn't really make any difference, did it?
No.
If your budgie died, it had divock, you know? Yeah. These things, I think because the arm spear, whatever number we're on now, the uptake now is apparently bad. So they're having to crank it up again, but nobody's buying it, either. Or not as many people are buying it. There are still some. I know people are getting tapped and going ill. As I spoke about the other day, a mate of mine rung me, he's been ill for 9 weeks. I don't know what to say to these people. Mm. You know, there's nothing I can say apart from, I fucking told you, knobhead.
I think I was saying to you last night. No, but you can't say that because no one likes someone who says that. I told you.
I know.
And it's not their fault. £5 billion. Propaganda.
I can't say it's not their fault, Chris, right? I can understand how they've been hoodwinked and tricked into doing it. Yeah. But we have all got...
You've got to wear it on your sleeve. If you have been hoodwinked and tricked, you've got to say, I've been fucking hoodwinked and tricked. Yeah. And it won't happen again. Do you know, I think we were talking about this last night, that when you realise that old thing, you know, not the Marianas, but the one before with that gingerbread, where they got them all in the house at.
The unjabbed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You realise, don't you, that wasn't for us. I remember us on about, why are they bothering? If you ain't had it, you're not getting that. You weren't aimed at folk like us. People who were undecisive about the next rooster booster or the next jibby jab. That's next who we're aimed at. Don't be like one of these lunatics. Yeah. You know, you need to stay on board with us.
Yeah.
And my sympathetic face, but not with
and
these.
That was, if you look at that other red-haired lady, seemed to be all red-haired, she identified that playing card, the Joker, and all this type of thing in the last podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That BBC programme had seven people on it or whatever it was, and they were all slightly different. You know, one were this conspiracy theorist, one were questioning because she were pregnant, one were... So similar sort of format, to that video we played the other day. And where they're identifying people, you don't want to be one of these people. These are the people you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And this tried throwing a net over how many people there were.
Well, they did it all the way through...
Conspiracy theorist type thing.
They did it all the way through the nonsense, didn't they, which was...
Yeah.
I heard it on radio, you know. Do you know someone who's been watching too many, you know, Instagram fit and they've been brainwashed? No.
Watching Sheep Farm too much.
But it's not like that. I mean, to put us in that pigeonhole that we just watch too many social media videos, so we've changed his mind.
It doesn't matter, does it? Like you say, that programme weren't for us.
No.
That programme was to draw a picture of what these people are supposedly like. And you don't want to be like that. Because they don't do what you do when you live a fantastic life. Yeah. They're nutters.
You can go on a cruise.
You can enjoy yourself on a cruise with a mask getting tested every day and getting tapped. And
you might end up in a prison for it. At least you're free.
Yeah. You can enjoy that Doberman.
That Doberman sniffing on your knackers.
Yeah, yeah. Watch that Doberman. So... Yeah, I mean, you look back and think, you know, 2019, I'm not saying it was perfect, but you could go to airport, you could go to shop, you could do it. Now, we're
handing over your liquid.
People like us are waiting for that next lockdown, because when you look back at 2020 and you look at it and these people don't talk about it anymore, we all do. You know, people listen to this.
It's kind of boring, but we need to, because you can't just forget about it.
No.
It shouldn't be, but this is part of the problem, in fact. No one's got a memory anymore.
No, there have been lots of
times. And like I said to you, I'm out in the, you know, kitchens and stuff, and no one does talk about it.
No.
The last conversation I heard about it was about Matt Wancock being in I'm a Celebrity, Wank Me Off out of here.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Mm. Just normal.
Just a normal guy. Just a normal average guy who
40 grand sticking out of his bat bin.
400.
£400,000 sticking out of his bat bin. Well,
and a book on its way.
Kills your grandparents.
And ironically, I looked at the, as I do, I looked at who helped him co-write this book.
Right.
And I forget the party now. There's another party, GB party or something like that. But anyway, there's a party, people know what it is. And the guy, one of the guys who's an MP on that, his wife helped him write it. So he's against Tories, but his wife helped him write this book about, and this is the link, because he's on GB News, right? Mm. I thought I'd listen to him, see what he's got to say, because I remember during the Divock, he was saying how much money were being wasted on these Nightingale hospitals and stuff like that.
Blah, blah,
and
blah.
Yeah, again, we're talking the nonsense, but he's an MP. Yeah. You know, he wouldn't really say, you know, wouldn't say about any use to
anyone. They never do. In fact.
But he's making out he is, right? Yeah. And his wife is helping Wancock write his next bestseller. And she works with...
No, so she's the next bestseller.
Yeah, she will be. Next bestseller. And she works with Baron... Imul wrote Rishi Sunak's book.
Right, yeah, I remember.
Right, his biography, yeah. So she's writing one about Matt Hancock and how fantastic he was during the 2020 nonsense.
With his flaws, though,
with his, oh, he's got
flaws. He's fantastic, because he's only human. He's only human.
Fortunately, our flaws don't kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's a small world there where these people are having books published by the same group of people, and
someone goes into Waterstones at Christmas and sees it just as they walk in the door, piled high, and they pick one up for the fucking grandma who's not croaked, you know, and that's what will happen, and
Oh, look at Matt Hancock. He had to do all them.
He had tough decisions to make, etc. Tough decisions.
Look, all them Bush took trials. He had to do it. Isn't he brave eating dead rats and stuff?
And isn't it funny, right? That old Uzit went in there first, didn't he? What's his name?
Stanley Johnson.
And I remember Lou's niece, who hasn't been tapped, and so I still has a bit of savvy. I remember her saying, he's just a lovable granddad character. And you just think...
Apart from he works for MI6, yeah. Other than that.
And then writes books on depopulation and killing the entire... Yeah. So was that a preempt that they put him in there before any of this? So that when they might have known at some point that people, not as like us, would look back at the Prime Minister's dad and say, hang on a minute, he's a eugenist. So maybe that was a pluff piece pre to the Divock nonsense. Just to cover it. I don't know. Yeah. It's a bit weird that they even had him in there. Was that before he was Prime Minister? Or was he Prime Minister?
Yeah, before. I wouldn't know how long it was before or after, but it was probably something to do with more like warming the seats up to warm.
And also that was around the same time he was, do you remember that one when we did Johnson, when he was stood outside Parliament with his missus and they tried to make
there was like 12 saving people. Wales.
Yeah, do you remember that? There were like 12 people there. Yeah. Literally looked like a journalist, like they were going to throw a soup on a painting.
Yeah. Saving Wales. I mean, she's doing a lot for global climate warming change. Flying around in that private jet and stuff like that and going on yachts and stuff is Johnson squeeze, Gary. I mean, all these people, when you think about, that's what the magic, like if you call it magic, wizardry of what TV does.
Witchcraft.
Like that thing they did on Richard Dior, like that Unjabbed program, like this thing now with Wancock, I'm a twat, get me out of here. I'm a knobhead, get me out of here, is selling somebody like him, and you're hearing it in a kitchen, people saying, I thought he were a twat, but you know what, it's just a normal bloke.
Well, I mean, that's a snapshot into 90% of the population, 80% of the population.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's why it's there. That is the point of it.
It's no wonder they got away with it.
No. Well,
we can all be duped because end of the day, these people are going out of the way to dupe us, so we can all be duped. But on a scale like this, where one might slip through net, I'll use Neil Oliver, he might slip through net and he might get bought in, you might like him.
Well,
he might be a decent guy, to be fair to him. However, at some point, he also might twat your round face.
Well, I would say, as a guess, and I don't know, is he's either controlled opposition himself or he's been led, because GB News is definitely some form of controller position. Yeah, right? We won't get the airtime.
He won't stay on YouTube.
He either knows what he's doing, or I've never watched any of his videos, but I'm just kidding.
He's facilitating the purpose.
No, but what? Yeah, or he's totally believes what he's saying, and he's being used at that point.
Yes, I'd say I'm on the verge of that one at the moment.
Right.
That I think he's been allowed to say that a fringe magnet type of character, not him personally, but
he could think he's really fighting the power. I'm really going. Yeah.
I don't believe he does.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to say what I want, and they're letting him get away with it. Because if he was saying what they don't want him to say, he'd be shut down instantly.
Yeah, well, how's GB News on? I put a video. I reloaded a video of Boris Johnson on Sheep Farm 2. I think it was the second or third one. Yeah,
right.
I put it on, and within 5 minutes, it got banned, and we got a strike for a week. Yeah,
Boris Johnson, one of the Boris Johnson's one.
Yeah, and I didn't think they were that bad about Divock, to be honest with you.
I don't think we mentioned it in it. We were quite
quite careful. But what I'm trying to say is it got banned for medical Google SS, YouTube, World Health Organization, look at misinformation.
Look at the world with creeps.
I know.
Look at the world we've creeped into where, and even we've normalised it. We think it's normal that they just banned certain words on...
But it's normal for us now. We've got to call it Divock, or we've got to call something something else, because that's just happened, and
now we're accepting it.
Yeah. I remember saying to someone about, probably you, 6-7 years ago, I need to start downloading some of these videos from YouTube because they're going to disappear. They're going to start disappearing quickly. But anyway, we better move on. We've been on 44 minutes and we haven't even got past number 3 yet. I've got about 17 points. British Airways are trialling a biometric technology at Heathrow that enables customers to travel through the airport smartly without showing their passports.
Right.
Just need to show the bottoms. Pre-flight customers scan their face and boarding pass on their device. Scan their face, passport, and boarding pass on their device. I like where they say device, because that could mean all. When they arrive at the airport, smart biopod cameras verify their identity. This means passports don't need to be shown until the destination is reached. So this is the start of it. This is how they'll soften it up. Oh, we'll get you through. We'll cause all this chaos where you can't get through check-ins. Yeah. This is how we're going to solve it.
That's what all that chaos was about last summer and dragged through this year. Yeah. It's funny, actually. I went on the train to London the other day. I went to see Seb. Seb's my son, by the way, who sings the song at the beginning of Sheep Farm. And I went to see him, and I didn't even think about this. I was on the train. You know, I've got a brick phone. Anyway, I gave the guy, he came around asking for tickets, and the guy was an old guy, and he went, "Oh my God, a paper ticket." And he clipped it, and he was really happy. Because he's like an old school, you know, goes around clipping it, and he's just looking at everyone's phone. And honestly, the last time I got a train, I didn't even realise that was a thing. And he was ecstatic that he had to clip a paper ticket with all his little metal...
I bet he told his mates.
Fucking guy on that train had a paper ticket.
With a vest on. A bottle of wine in a paper bag. But it's true that we are going to be Luddites, whatever you want to call them. Dinosaurs, because I think we exist.
But again, like we always say, none of it's bad if it's used. You know, progression's not a bad thing if it's used for the right reasons.
That's I remember a few years ago, trying to warn somebody about Wi-Fi, going back to, maybe about 11 years ago or odd. And I said, they're not wrong with technology, unless it kills you. Yeah. And the problem is, when you use this technology, like we're talking about the passport and the X-ray stuff at Manchester Airport, they're trying to create this carnage, so you buy into these... what's it called? Smart biopod camera that verify who you are. I mean, that's total recall all over.
Mandatory parts, total recall.
Yeah, all these things are coming in, and they're coming in subliminally, like the defibs in a village. Yeah. Go through a village of the Defim on Corner
two
Shop.
Two years, everyone's forgotten, and it's always been there.
It's always been there.
Right, but I think they're doing it with the sudden death thing, you know. I Googled the other day, because you sent me a video. Well, it was a series of photos. I don't know who sent it to you. Someone sent it to you, but it was a series of images of people who'd passed away due to sudden illness.
Well, we're too young to be passing away like that.
Yeah, but I think the point the person was making was there was about 10 of them, and they were all within 2 or 3 days, and they were all young.
Yeah.
So just out of interest, I just put in the search engine of whichever it was. It wasn't Google, I can't remember. But I just put in sudden, and the amount of news stories that popped up for I mean, that didn't exist a year ago. But what they're doing is they're bleeding it into news reports. Yeah. And eventually no one will remember that it didn't happen. It just happened. That's what happens. I mean, there was that one, and it was that actress, and it said sudden death from natural causes. I mean, when do you get away with writing a story about someone who's passed away without telling you what they passed away of?
Well, it did start that. I mean,
used to be reserved for a health weirdo.
Yeah, but being a health weirdo, I did used to look at stuff like that because I used to write blogs on health and stuff before we started doing this. And it did creep in where they weren't telling you. Whereas before they did tell you, and now they don't. They don't tell you the coroner's report. And as we know, they can be covered.
I always noticed it was always famous people where you got a delay or you didn't get an answer as to what they died of, which I always thought was unusual. You know?
Yeah.
So it'd be like left just out there. But if one of your family members dies, you get a coroner's report telling you what they died of. End of story.
Yeah.
So saying mysterious, or you don't get a coroner's report that says someone died of a mysterious illness.
No, or natural causes.
Or natural cause, yeah. In the 30s.
No, died of natural causes.
You can't
say natural cause. What's that?
I don't even know, yeah.
Natural cause in your 30s?
If someone dies in their 80s, you don't get natural causes. You get a definitive answer.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I would have thought so. I would have thought so. I put a video on Sheep Farm too, because you better test what your internals are doing. Because a Swedish company's created a microchip, and this was a few years ago. The company's called Disruptive Subdermals.
And sounds healthy.
It's a pre-programmed scannable implant, 2 millimeters by 16 millimeters, inserted just under the skin. And it can be a Divac jab. Passport, and they call it Disruptive is a deep tech company specialized in implantable micro electronics.
We're still trying to sell that shit though. Is anyone going to?
Yeah, but in Sweden, for some reason, a lot of people are getting chipped for some reason.
Biggest uptake.
Well, people will buy it
as well in Sweden.
Yeah, well, people will buy it though, Chris, because if again, like electric cars, what you just said. Like electric cars, people are buying electric cars because they give them tax benefits to buy electric cars. So people are getting them. I'll guarantee you, whatever they put the taxes up, they don't take that away. That'll go lower, if anything.
I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine saying that, and he his end of the conversation literally was, it would make no sense not to get one.
Are we going to be able to stop it? No. We're not going to be able to stop it. This is where they want to take it. This is where it's going. And just like the chips in your arm, they're already saying that, the biometric in your eyes, where will it be a chip in your arm and you just put it on and that's your passport. Again, it's total recall. And these people who are inventing this stuff are inventing it thinking they're doing humankind some good. But we know...
If it was used for the right reasons, as you said. I'm the biggest Luddite in the world, but I don't want to be a total Luddite. You know, I do realise that it's like the frequency thing, like you were about with phones. Fine. If there's a negative, it's possible that they could do a positive.
Well, they can.
Yeah.
There are definitely positive frequencies.
Yeah. So use that and make everyone happier.
Well, no, I mean, Barry Trowers spoke about positive frequencies they could use that bring beneficial enhancement to humans. But they don't want enhancers. They want artificially enhancers to control us. They don't want us being free spirits. That's what that would do.
I do believe
meditation frequency.
And I can't remember where I've heard it a few times, like John Levy level stuff, where cathedrals were used to pump out positive vibrations. In it's possible. I'm not saying I don't know, but is that what they were for originally?
Well, there were, if again, if the congregation were in there to give positive energy,
choirs singing, you know, you got people singing, you got bells, you got all that stuff, and they're built like an amphitheatre to pump out that stuff. I mean, if you think of a cathedral, it's overlooking a village. Yeah. Was it there to like pump out that positivity?
Quite possibly. Well, I mean, we will never know this stuff. We can look at these buildings and think, well, they're used to something totally different than we know of, or built way before we were told they were built. Again, it's a difficult one to prove, isn't it? Yeah, more questions, not as many answers. That's why I sort of like the research I do, not because I think I'm right, just for me, I'm on about. It satisfies me because when you find things out, it sort of answers the question rather than leaves it open. Yeah, you can find more and more stuff, but there's after 2020, there's been a rise of the woke mindfulness books for kids. Experts reveal why books about mental health for children as young as two have boomed, and whether you should really be reading them to youngsters. Books include The Worriosaurus and Mr. Men, Little Miss Discover You. I think we know what that's about. And they're actually cashing in on kids having mental health problems because of people like Wancock.
I mean, that old terminology in the last, how many years has it been since you started saying mental health? I need to look after my mental health.
Yeah.
10 years, do you reckon?
People used to talk about stress, didn't they? Stress. But then it became mental health. And I remember seeing a program with some ex-footballers and a BBC reporter and Prince William talking about mental health, sat in a changing room of a football thing, talking about mental health. Because Prince William were there, you know, they're all men talking openly and candidly about the mental health. People weren't like that 30 years ago. Well, you didn't have to talk about your mental health. There were loads of things that used to piss everybody off.
I'm going through some shit.
Yeah.
That's what you'd say. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, yes, because suicides in men has always been quite high, between 20 to 40. So it should be looked at. Yes, it should. But it should be looked at in that level, not in selling books to two-year-olds to talk about their, you know, stress.
Sexuality or mental health or whatever it might be.
There is, you know, it should be discussed, but again, it's just discussed all the wrong way, isn't it? It's all upside fucking down and wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it should be discussed why. Well, no, I tell you what, instead of talking about mental health, why don't they put the actual suicide rates on the British Bullshit Channel and tell us that so we can analyse it and think about it and put on how it's risen, probably, I don't know, in the last 2 years. Because
we need to find another ginger-haired reporter because they're running out of them.
Because Wancock's in there. Why not find out that and then discuss that with Wancock while he's in there giggling like a tit for 400 grand?
Yeah, well, there'll be a lot of things you could talk to Wancock about. Pick yourself up, Wancock. I'm sorry I hate you.
Yeah, pick yourself up.
Pick yourself up, mate.
Could be worse.
Your nose could be spouting Wancock, can it?
Could be worse. Your nose could be spouting blood. It's not spouting. Get out of that. Blood. It is now.
Get out of that swamp, Wancock.
You can only see your shoes. Yeah.
But never mind, Chris. Banks is unveiled a Ukraine gymnast mural on a building that was shelled by Russia.
Right.
So Banks has managed to make it there.
Did you see that on Snapchat?
He's managed to draw these. Nobody's saw him drawing them because he just turns up and they're done, aren't they?
He's a ghost.
But he got there.
Like a ninja graffiti artist.
Yeah, he got there, did Banksy.
So what did he zigzag through the constant bombing from Russia
and
the Ukraine with his two tins of spray paint?
Yeah.
Right? Fucking hell.
Banks, how much of them buildings now have gone up in value?
Yeah.
They're totally
even Russians won't bomb them. They'll go and take them away. Yeah.
Cut them out. I've got a Banksy.
Don't bomb the Ukrainians. Take the Banksys.
Yeah, and Sean Penn got back as well, didn't he? Because he took his Oscar over to see World War Z.
Well, he deserves an Oscar, doesn't he?
He does deserve an Oscar.
He does deserve an Oscar.
And he was in full makeup as an old lady as well.
Blue rinse wig, he's an old woman.
A wrinkled prune.
Whenever you see Sean Penn, just think of him with a blue rinse wig on.
Yeah.
He just looks like an old woman, a sneery old woman telling you to stop riding your bike past her house.
There was another video that I sent you, or that you got, that I'd already seen, about them Chinese people jumping out of windows. I don't know if anybody's seen that.
But that was fucking horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it, to be honest with you. But,
well, someone sent it me. Someone sent it to Sheep Farm quite late at night, and I watched the whole bloody thing and immediately regretted it.
Yeah.
But it was basically in China, just showing people throwing themselves out of windows. Well, what it was emphasizing was the suicide rate in China, which, again, not talked about on the British bullshitting channel.
It's never going to be.
Yeah.
Apparently, and this is live now, Chris, apparently, Russian bombs, you're hearing it maybe first, you probably know about it now when this goes out, but anyway, we're seeing this live. Russian missile, apparently, kills two people in Poland. Blasts it rural village 5 miles from Ukraine border. Officials blame Putin's rockets, but Kremlin denies responsibility as Polish PM calls emergency meeting with NATO allies and vow to defend every inch of their land. Poland, I'm sure Poland were used before with a supposed tyrant. I can't remember which one it was. World War II, that little gem that was used.
No imagination.
Twin explosions rang out this afternoon in a rural village. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. Prezwodo.
No, leave it.
Yeah, leave it. Prezwodo. Sounds good in Yorkshire Polish. A rural village, just near. U.S. intelligence, those trustworthy characters in the U.S. intelligence.
Yeah. No names, just U.S.
Yeah.
We have intelligence.
A U.S. intelligence official, so it's official as well. She's official.
He's got a big hat.
Yeah. Claimed that the fatal explosions were caused by a pair of wayward Russian missiles. Wayward. Smart bombs went wayward.
Right. So they just went,
yeah. Or maybe they sent them up and somebody managed to get control of them. Or maybe, well, anyway, it's on Daily Mail. So I remember just reading an article a few weeks ago about a fellow truther who done quite a lot of podcasts and films, Richard Dayall, and they had him in there as well. So we know that was bullshit.
It's funny, I was saying to you the other day, I read an article and it was
more trauma.
About the Ukraine sniper, and he did the longest sniper shot and killed a Russian dead.
Right.
And it was the longest sniper shot ever. But when I read the article, first of all, they had a video.
How the fuck do they know that?
I know, fucking, come on. But what was funny is, there's a few points here, right? It sounds like a bullshit whatever article, but they also said they had video on his telescope when he did it. So for some reason, he's just about to take the longest sniper shot in the world.
Did he get some good footage at Moon as well?
And he goes, come over here and just strap your video camera to my telescope. It won't put me off while I take the longest snapshot ever in the world. It won't affect anything.
No.
And I'll just do it. But what was interesting was, it said in the article, it said the previous ones were, I can't remember the details, but one was an ISIS guy who got shot and then one was a Taliban guy. So they've used it over and over again.
Yeah, and they used it in Second World War. They even made a film about it, didn't they?
Sniper shot. Behind enemy lines, is it?
Behind enemy lines and sniper. Yeah.
Sniper.
Ed Harris were in Behind Enemy Lines. Wasn't it Ed Harris? Somebody were in it.
There's one that's about a Russian sniper.
Yeah.
And then there was one about... Anyway, there's been loads of sniper films. I think there was even a recent one with that Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood directed it. And that was about... Anyway. So
he had a big Leica rifle.
Yeah. But what the funny thing is, first of all, you've got all that bullshit. So you've got all that propaganda around it. Yeah. Then the second thing is, you're supposed to get on side because some guy has shot a fucking rifle 2 miles and killed another human being. Yeah. Someone's son, someone's brother, someone's dad.
Yeah.
And
even if he did shoot.
Dirty, horrible Russian bastard.
You don't know it was. You don't even know it were anyway. It could have just
been. It probably never happened.
Chips.
No, but.
We don't know which one he is.
Yeah. Could just be moving his aerial because his TV weren't tuned in right.
Definitely Russian because of
bang.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know.
Vladimir, where's my fish and chips with mushy peas?
Yeah. Sorry, no, he's been shot in the face.
Oh.
Bastards. Bastards, Ukrainian snipers.
Oh, looking forward to them fish and chips.
Mushy peas.
Here you go.
Fucking Ukrainian fucking bastards.
They're really good, them Ukrainian
fucking sniper rifles.
Sniper rifles.
Oh, fucking Bob ain't got back from Chippy yet.
No, he ain't got back from Chipper. Go to Curry House.
Send someone else out. But they're encouraging that horrible, nasty.
But it's a tried and tested thing over and over. With anti-vaxxers. They did it with. Yeah. It's just tried and tested. Like, them horrible Germans with them in First World War.
But even
Second World
think
War, I'm not saying they did not. They obviously did some nasty stuff, and not on side saying thinking the Germans were the SS were good people because I don't believe that at all. However.
Look at it like this, though, Fetty, right? So if you've got a war, right, you've got two sides, right? Both sides think they're the good guys.
Yes.
Both sides. So you've got Russia doing whatever and you've got us doing whatever. All of Russia think they're doing the right thing, right? All of England think we're doing the right thing. There's got to be a fucking bad guy somewhere. Someone's doing the wrong thing. Who is it? I don't know. Germans... It's a bit dice because I'm always put off by the fact that they had skull and crossbones on their hats.
What I would hazard a guess is, right, Britain seems to be involved in all of them.
Well, one thing for sure is this. The British, Americans and their allies... Everyone. More than Russia, more than anyone. We're the ones that have bombed and we've done the whole lot everywhere. You know when you watch that film... Have you seen that film Black Hawk Down, Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're in, where are they? Are they in Somalia?
Somalia, yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Yeah. They're either there or Sierra Leone. Yeah.
The whole film revolves around a helicopter crashing into this town. All these black fellas are trying to kill them. The whole story revolves around them trying to get out. The question I always thought was, why the fuck are they there? Do you know what I mean? Why are they in this country?
They've crashed the helicopter, protecting people,
and they're just shooting people left, right, and centre.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back to that old thing, the UN, doesn't it? The UN is really that is the epitome of the New World Order. If you think about what the UN has as an umbrella, the UN covers World Health Organization, the IMF, the World Bank. You know, all these IPCC. Everything we look at now is covered by the UN. And the UN, the military arm of the UN is NATO. And so all of these things are...
They're the bad guys.
We've already got the government, and they get little countries bought in by giving them loans, and then they hold them by nuts and say, you agree with us, so all of a sudden you're an ally, you know, and you've got no choice.
The first stage to everything is realising we're the bad guys.
Yeah, well, when
since 2000,
we're on about the city of London here. That run things and utilize our assets.
But when they talk about England, America, and the Allies, we are the bad guys.
Yes,
and call me unpatriotic if you want, because people have called me that for years. But it's a fucking fact.
Yeah,
we are the bad guys.
Yeah. The evil
dictator Assad didn't bother anyone, but all of a sudden. We're trying to get Parliament to bomb him together so we can bomb Syria.
Yeah. We're over an hour and I haven't got anywhere near where we're going to go because we've been rabbiting. But one thing I got, another thing I got sent here is a freedom of information request to Scotland, in Scotland. This was sent, it says here, thank you for your request on the 7th of October, 2022. And you asked for, can you tell me the amount of doctors and nurses that died from DIVOC in Scotland from 2020 to 2022, broken down by individual year and also month, if possible? The response to the request was, there have been no deaths registered between 2020 and 2022 for doctors or nurses. Note also that we have used the same criterion in our monthly DIVOT publication.
So no doctors died of DIVOT?
No, or nurses.
On the front line?
In 2 years.
Right.
In 2 years. Well, 3 years. 3 years. 2020, 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, we're saved because Michelle Pfizer, they have announced a 2-in-1 spear. And I'm going to play you that video for it just before we finish. Right. Whether it be the audio for you guys of Schwab and our friend, the vet, Burala. And they tested a new jibbery jabbery that inoculates against DIVOT and Kung Flu. They're saying this because there's been sluggish uptake of both jib jabs this year, surprisingly enough, right, when people have been seeing the family decimated. The first patient, was not a patient really, is a guinea pig, or she is, was given the 2-in-1. Sounds like a dry cleaning. You get 2-for-1 jib jab this week as clinical trials got underway. In total, 180 people, guinea pigs, will be recruited for the study. Michelle Pfizer's new shot targets the Omicron variant. Shot and its targets. Offshoots. Yeah, targets, offshoots, this, that, and other. And as well as 4 strains of influenza. That sounds like a nice cocktail.
It's funny you say this, fact, because my nipper was supposed to, they were doing the flu.
Arm spear, yeah.
At the
flu, school. Flu arm spear.
Yeah. I didn't have her in school that day because I was coming up north, actually. But they've obviously the uptake wasn't as big as they thought it would be because they've now got one next week as well. Mm. So you've got a school where all these kids are there and you've got to sign a...
They never had two, ever.
Eh?
Never had two.
So why are they having another one?
Because yeah, there's not as many people.
No one's took it up.
That's why.
Yeah. And you've got to sign a waiver. I mean, sorry, you've got to sign a, you know, a consent form.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to take her out because... out of the school, because I just don't want her involved in it. I don't want to be involved. No. I don't want to sign a waiver and say I don't want it. I don't want to sign a waiver, like you said. Takes you to that crossroads. You're involved then because you're making that decision. I just don't want her there.
Yeah. Well, he never tapped at school. What you did see is a load of kids off. That's what you did see.
Well, it was funny. The last one, they did it just before the holidays, the October school holidays. Now they've said... The Jibby Jabby team are coming back next week. Why have they got to come back? If you've done a school, you definitely don't need to go back there.
And next they'll have to sell it where Dora the Explorer's coming in and doing it. Or, you know what I mean? Just to get them to buy into it.
Oh, fucking Wancock's on that back of a dirty old transit.
Yeah.
You get to stroke a puppy if you...
that'd be nice for him. Yeah. We're witty in ice cream van.
Wait, and Wancock in an ice cream van with some puppies.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Selling hot dogs. Rival jibbery jab maker, Rishi Sunak's old investment portfolio, Moderna. And also Moderna are owned, actually, by Weapons That Kill.
What? AstraZeneca?
AstraZeneca. They own a massive share in Moderna.
I can't say that's a shock or a massive horror.
It's also testing a new... Well, if you think about it, Weapons That Kill are their blocker. And also they had Moderna. So they had both... They had two out at one.
Two
in one
camps.
Which has never been mentioned on
BBC. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
know
that. Because I remember...
They've been shareholders since more or less day one of all this.
Isn't it funny though, Fatty? I remember when, you know, the Jibby Jabs first came out and they were on about Moderna, Pfizer, blah, 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 blah. And I said to Seb, my son, I said, you can see where this is going. It's like the blue and red paradigm of, you know, there'll be the vaccine, there'll be the discussion about which Jibby Jab you're going to have. You know, you can imagine it. And literally 2 days later, he went back home and he said, I've already heard it, Dad. They're already talking. I've heard people talking about, are you going to get this one or that one?
Patriotic to get the...
Yeah. Because if you remember as well, one was more expensive. this is what they kept going on about. One was more expensive. One had to be at a certain temperature. So you got people talking about this like they fucking knew what they're on about. Oh, no, I don't want to get that one because it's not...
It could be in the fridge.
That has to be stored at this temperature. Just focusing in horseshit.
Yes.
Horseshit.
Yeah. At least you got a Barbie doll made of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Moderna are testing a new spear that is not just double, but it's also with the Divac and Kung Flu, but it's also a triple shot. It's a triple shot. It gets you with RSV as well.
Right, an illness that I never even heard of until recently. Yeah.
A three-dart finishing one.
Yeah.
So...
What's RSV fight? Because we were going to talk about that a couple of shows ago.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll go into it at some point. But the pharma giant is working on an RSV fighting jibbery jab, which revealed yesterday was 80% effective in infants.
Right.
Have we heard all this for the last 3 years about stuff? And all of a sudden now they're saying it's not. But yeah.
It all sounds very familiar.
I mean, Michelle Pfizer only made... about 35 billion in 2021 extra.
From what though? What were they? Did they have like?
Because apparently, when you give them away free, you make 35 billion extra.
To make 28 million. Yeah,
28 billion extra. So that's what they do. And their profits are second behind Novartis, and theirs are cancer treatments. So they made more out of cancer treatments than. Obviously, anyway.
You almost get the impression that illness is some form of, like, business thing.
Yeah. Anyway, business and illness. I'm going to play this video with our friend, Lord Sir Klaus Schwab, and the veterinary surgeon, Barola.
Some people may argue, why should I get vaccinated if there's a treatment? Well, how would you respond?
Because I think the goal is not for you to get sick and then treat you. The goal is to prevent the sickness. Okay. And that will maximize your chances to do well, and that will maximize the chances of people that you love not to get infected.
Yeah.
You vaccinate not only for yourself, you vaccinate also to protect society, and particularly to protect those that you love the most, because they are the ones that you are together.
What do you foresee? I think we set the standard, because in Switzerland, for those who do not know, there are no restrictions anymore. So we set the standard that we require vaccination. Now, how many vaccinations do we need in the future?
That's a very good question. And I think... first of all, I think we will need vaccinations in the future, but also I'm concerned that the compliance of the population with the recommendations of the experts will not be very high. More people did the first dose, and then lesser did the second, and then lesser will do the third and the fourth. And so for that reason, we need to find a solution that makes it easy for people to get. And I think this solution, it is... The number one priority is to have a vaccine that lasts a year. So once people know that it is once a year, I do it every autumn, for example, fall, I think that will improve the amount of people that are getting the vaccine.
And I think there are also certain attempts to combine it with a anti-flu vaccine.
That is another very good way to make it, to improve compliance. If someone... things that I'm going to go to the doctor or to the pharmacy, but at least with one shot I will get two, flu and that also will increase the number. So these are the things. It's very difficult to improve the efficacy right now. It's very, very high. But what you can improve it is how convenient it is and how can last the efficacy for a longer period of time.
Lying bastard. How these people can sleep at night. Forget even if it injures people, right? Forget that. Just put that bit aside for a minute. The thing that they said it worked with, they now admitted it done, but it's still, that was from the World Economic Forum in June, I think, or July. So it's recent. So you can tell they're already selling this winter's this thing we just spoke about now, the 2-in-1 dry cleaning shop, they're selling that there in June. They know what's coming. Once a year, like the Kung Flu, you've got to have a 2-in-1 or a 3-in-1 if you're Moderna, Sunak jab.
Excuse me, French fighter, right? But I'm sorry to the church cow listeners, but we're a pair of cunts, man. Honestly,
yeah.
I'm not a violent person, but I could put my fucking head through his face, both of them.
Well, he did mention
sitting there with his little fucking skinny legs crossed, with his fucking upside down knacker face, going, yeah. And what do we need to do? Fucking, honestly, genuine, deep rooted rage. I feel watching that. Yeah. Even more than last time I watched it, and the last time I watched it before that. Fucking, honestly, you just feel proper rage that these twats can sit there dictating that shit.
Yeah.
Absolute shit.
Yeah, and they know, when they're saying that, they know that people
they know everything. They know everything they're doing, yeah.
That is pure Machiavellian parasitical behaviour, because they know. He got paid, I think something like 15 million last year. I forget what it was. It was a big number for a CEO in bonuses. Did that vet Bola.
He didn't even get his own family jibby jab, by the way, because he wanted to save that for us.
Exactly.
People who needed it more.
Yeah. And
that rat bitch.
apparently, they're going to do some long-term research now. Both firms are required to carry out long-term research by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. That'll go well. Yeah. You mean them people that allowed it to just slip through the net, poisoning people? So they're now going to do long-term research to see the negative impacts, or see if there are any negative impacts on the Divock spheres. And so, but the long-term ones, they're not talking about anything that's happened now.
No.
So long-term, you know, in the future. Yeah. Not so. If you've been whacked now, they're not going to count that one. That doesn't count. It's only future whackings that count, that you can't prove.
Yeah. And you watch.
They'll blame on lockdowns or some other nonsense.
Why have these people got any control over anything? Unelected.
Because sadly, people who we know, people like our friends, like people who don't talk to us anymore, don't have a conversation with us, have allowed them to do it.
Well, you know, also,
if they'd have been like us, this is why
it'd have ended straight away.
Well, it might not have done. They might have put some fight up, to be fair, Chris. But if they'd have said, no, we're not doing it, we're not having it. But like everything, the nudge unit, the behavioural psychology that they knew that the mass majority would be either terrified or go along with it because they didn't want to stand out.
And they know
knew
by
that from the beginning.
They know by getting Wancock in that fucking shit show will appease a lot of people's problem with it.
So they've come out and said they've found that 58 of every million recipients of the Moderna jibber jab, developed inflammation, myocarditis. So it's still rare.
Sorry, how much is that? How many?
58. Oh, this is what they saved. A million.
Right.
Yeah. So they're already admitting that 58 out of a million does it.
Yeah, but one's too many.
Yeah.
How can it happen to 58 out of 1 million? How does that even work? I mean, if...
Well, these are blanket statements, aren't they? The same study found that 21 of every million recipients of the original two-jab Michelle Pfizer spear also suffered heart issues. So you think of that yellow card system.
21 out of them
never reported.
How can that even work? So what difference have that 21 people out of that million got? It doesn't even make any sense, does it?
None of it does. None of it.
Do they have an allergy? Are they explaining what it is? Do they have an allergy to it?
Well, they're saying, obviously, they're talking about heart issues here, But, I mean, have they not been watching sport or TV with these people collapsing in front of camera and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting a bit repetitive, isn't it?
Yeah.
That didn't happen. I mean, again, listening to that there, they're just rolling this on and on and on.
Quite
he doesn't
confident,
care.
Confidently talking as well. Like, it's their fault. You know, how do we get them to take more? How do we do that? So confident. Yeah. And you think, after 2 or 3 years of this bullshit, you think, but then, I don't want to put them together, but then you think, everyone bowing to the Queen's coffin. You just think, when you think there's a glimmer of hope, you just think, well, fucked, aren't we? Because you've got X amount of people queuing up. Yeah, there's not much rage that makes me angry. That makes me quite angry, that video. Genuine, deep-rooted rage.
Well, anyway, with that in mind, we will call it a day there. That's all we've got time for part one. We've done about an hour and 20-odd minutes there. Thanks for joining us. If you stay for part two, we'll see you on the other side of the Sheep Farm theme tune, I Will Grow Old by Seb. Take it easy. See you next time. Bye.
Take it easy. Bye.
Sky.